On New Year's Eve, 1927, a sensation occurred at the Viennese State Opera. Ernst Kenneck's jazz opera, Johnny Strikes Up, had its premiere. In the run-up, many Viennese newspapers had protested passionately against the, as it was seen then, unheard-of cultural scandal of performing jazz music at the Viennese Opera. But the evening was a phenomenal success. Johnny Strikes Up was performed 25 times in the 6 months to the end of the season. All the performances were booked out weeks in advance. The grotesque failure at the Gärtnerplatz Theater in Munich only 6 months later was a complete contrast to this. Inspired by the Viennese success, the director of the Gärtnerplatz Theater at the time, Dr. Hans Warnecke, planned 14 tightly scheduled performances of Kranich's opera for the summer season 1928. The rehearsals on stage were exceptionally promising, but preliminary discussions of the show in various Munich newspapers made all of us nervous. Warnecke received threatening letters and anonymous phone calls saying that an unheard-of theatrical scandal would ensue if he dared to inflict this disgrace on the citizens of Munich and perform this botched work glorifying the dark-skinned race. I received anonymous threatening letters too, addressed to Nigger Johnny, Black Pig, you'll be slaughtered if you perform. Not too funny for me, of course. Worried, I went to Warnecke, but he just laughed. I know my Munich people. At first, they rant a bit, then they'll be thrilled, just like in Vienna. And what do we do if there are agitators and demonstrators at the premiere? The high admission prices will be too expensive for them. The first three performances are completely booked out. At last, June 16, 1928, the evening of the premiere came around. We waited until shortly before the start, listening for the usual sounds from the audience. But we heard nothing. Not a sound from the audience. Worried, we looked through the curtain peephole and got a shock. Even in the most expensive seats, we saw the strangest looking theatergoers. Men in dirty work clothes, women wearing headscarves. Only very few people were formally dressed. The conductor went to his rostrum. The curtain rose. Icy silence from the audience. For an hour there wasn't the slightest applause. Aha, I thought to myself, these people have been put here and instructed to wreck the performance by maintaining a deathly silence. But when I was up on the piano as Johnny and about to begin my big aria, pandemonium broke loose in the auditorium. Yelling, booing, whistling, jeering, catcalling, scornful laughter. I'd never heard anything so loud. I was pelted with rotten eggs and apples, firecrackers, stink bombs. Women fainted. Men started attacking each other. The police arrived, but they, too, were attacked. It was a grim inferno. The curtain went down because clods of earth were flying onto the stage. Now the police came backstage. The performance must be stopped immediately, an officer said. Go to your dressing room, I was told. Remove your makeup and change. Then await our instructions till the requested reinforcements have arrived. There was a huge crowd at the stage door. A political organization had evidently bought tickets en masse and given them to these people to disrupt the show. An hour later, I was escorted out through the huge crowd outside the stage door by four police officers. I myself was disguised as a civilian policeman. For the next 2 weeks, for my personal safety, two civilian police officers shadowed me discreetly wherever I went in Munich. Warnecke had asked the police for this. Poor Warnecke. He was an imperturbable optimist. He hoped that this fiasco organized by the ridiculous party would only affect the premiere. The other 13 performances of Johnny Strikes Up went off without disturbance, simply because there was no audience. Almost all the remaining performances were empty. There were often more people on stage than in the auditorium. The Munich music lovers stayed away because they were afraid of the mob. We were all profoundly disappointed. We hadn't thought such a big flop was possible. Despite everything, Warnecke joked with us in the intervals and we received our full pay according to contract. Later, I'd already been back in Vienna for a long time, I heard that he'd thrown himself from an upper story of the Palace of Justice. After the National Socialist takeover in 1933, the opera was banned. The jazz musician depicted on the cover of the piano score was used on the advertising poster for the Nazi exhibition called Degenerate Music.